Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and the lost Sunday night still hurts like hell. Hurts like hell, Al. Still killing me. Still can't stand that they lost that game. I don't know. I'm hoping maybe tomorrow it goes away. Rhea, you said Wednesday, right?
Usually Wednesday is when you start the healing.
All right. Well, we got a great show for you. My God, we have Doug Peterson will be on today at 7:30. My first question is going to be, when do you get rid of this feeling? It's got to be killing him too, no?
Yeah, but he's got a game to get ready for, so he can't
hell with
pay
that.
Any attention
to it. I need to grumble and mumble.
That's your job.
Well, thank you. I plan to do it all day today, but Doug Peters will be out at 7:30. And this is one of those real little situations out where we could get serious news during Doug's appearance at 7:30 today, because he met with his medical staff after the media yesterday, and there was no more information on the laundry list of injuries that they sustained on Sunday night. It is our hope that we'll find out. I guess right now it looks like, of all these guys that got hurt, the one that might be ready to come back for Detroit might be is Deshaun. Will the skipper say that to us today, Al? Will the coach tell us, yes, Deshaun is back, we are saved?
Probably.
I hope so.
He's going to have a drum roll, too, I think. He's got a guy with a drum roll with him.
Yeah, I don't think. I will attempt to get information out of him. And
that's going
to
be fun.
Attempt to find out how much that hurts. Doug, who's back? That answer's about what you'll get, I think, at 7:30. And you know why I'm starting out? Well, I want us to be more honest than usual today.
Okay, no worries.
Right. Now, for example, at 6:40... Joe Giglio has been trolling people by lying to them.
Trolling?
But he's joking around now, right? Joe Giglio said that Gabe Kapler should be in the conversation for manager of the year.
What?
Now, yeah. He's trolling people.
He did not
today,
say
that. Yes. Well, people are claiming he said it. Somebody took over his Twitter account and put that up there.
No, did a podcast that I listened to.
That was somebody impersonating Joe.
You want me to get the cut?
There's no way Joe Giglio would say anything that stupid.
He said it should not be about whether he should be fired, but rather he should be getting manager of the year votes.
That's a troll. It's not Joe. He'll be on at 6:40 to clear that up. Peterson will give us all the information on the injuries. At 8:20, Merle Reese will tell us the truth about whether there was a little gamesmanship going on in Atlanta on Sunday night because they left the roof open and everybody sweated all night. What was that about? Merle describes in depth the atmosphere in which he works. We'll get his thoughts on that and everything else that happened now. And G. Cobb at 9 o'clock, because G. Cobb did not have as many injuries in his long career that the Eagles sustained in one night on Sunday night. I want to know how he prepared for a game. I want to know if you have a groin injury or a calf injury before you hit anybody, Al, who do I blame for that? And G will help us with that. But I want to start with this honesty thing, because I realized something about myself Sunday night. And you would think after all the years I've been a sports fan, Al, that I would pretty much know exactly how loyal or disloyal I am. And I found out in a sequence late in the second quarter Sunday night that my loyalty to even my most favorite player in recent times, Carson Wentz, my loyalty is paper thin. It is so incredibly thin that you could take a 42-year-old journeyman who was doing broadcasting, yank him out of the broadcast booth, throw him out of the field, and in a matter of six plays, he could win me over and not want Wentz back on the field.
Yeah.
I wanted McCown to finish the half.
Everybody did.
I want Josh McCown to try to get me a touchdown at the end of the first half.
No, they were rolling. They were rolling.
But come on. Some people love Wentz. You know what? Wentz is healthy, ready to go, and you want Josh McCown to stay in the game?
I bet the players on the field felt the same way.
I feel bad. I feel disloyal, but it's the truth, and I think I'm in the majority.
You're in the way majority.
Well, I don't know.
I'm telling you, the guys on the field were with you.
So it took one bad half for me to bail on Carson Wentz to the extent that I would want Josh McCown as my quarterback.
For that run.
Yeah. That's amazing. There's a lot that went on. I want to focus on this in a minute because it revealed a lot about ourselves.
Yeah.
And as Ruben Frank pointed out, a terrific piece in NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We got to see a side of Carson Wentz I don't think we've ever seen. Now, he was snarky and angry and frustrated. Well, he was barking at doctors. There was a lot going on there.
You see, last night, the same thing. They were taking this is an issue. I see it in hockey, too.
Concussion protocol?
It could be the most important part of a game.
Yeah.
And you can be taken off the field.
Yep.
You can be removed from the field.
Well, can we focus on our game and our player? Because I want to focus on this. This revealed a lot about a lot right in that moment. All right, we'll start with the Eagles are floundering. They can't get anything going offensively. Mm. Merrill Reese is doing the game, and he's watching it, and then he suddenly gets shocked by what he sees. Here's where the drama began.
Wentz and the gun. He's back. He's looking. He swings it out on the far side. Running with the ball is Sanders, and he picks up 6 yards.
Yeah, that's not Carson, though.
Well, McCown is in the game.
Yeah.
They sent McCown out.
Carson's now in the tent.
Wow.
And Josh McCown out running the offense.
Well, that may explain something. As McCown, the veteran McCown, is in there.
That last throw downfield, he took a shot to the midsection, Carson did.
Oh, he took a hell of a shot. And he was holding it as he came off the field. But then later, I don't know, was that the concussion? Because normally you have to get your head hit for them to think you're going to. Can you get a concussion if they hit you in the chest?
Oh, yeah, shoulder. That's how most happen in the NHL.
Concussion.
Most in the NHL are shoulder hits.
Oh, where does that? Right, anyway, so they think he might have got a concussion. I thought he might have broke a rib again.
Yeah.
Or his back, or God knows, he's had almost every bone broken in his body. He's already 26. Anyway, Al, then a few minutes. So now McCown is driving him down the field, something Wentz didn't do the whole half. And you say to yourself, well, this seems a lot easier than it appeared before he was here. Maybe Carson needs a little more time on the sideline. Let's go down to the sideline to get a report from Howard Eskin.
Down to Howard.
All right, Merrill, it was an interesting dynamic. When Carson Wentz came off after the last series, he's talking to Mike Groh, he's talking to Josh McCown, didn't seem to be any problem. Then when the Eagles got the ball back on the turnover, all of a sudden they didn't give Carson back his helmet. Went into the tent. The independent neurologist was in there. They looked at the video of something that may have happened earlier in the game. And as Mike said, he was a little jittery, wanting to get back in the game because he felt he was all right. It was kind of an interesting dynamic of everything that happened down here. But he's back in the game. Back up to you.
All right. All indications are he was all but demanding to get back in the game. All right. Now, on TV, Chris Collinsworth was watching what we were out. And was just gushing about Josh McCown running the Eagles. Yeah. Listen to this.
How about the ageless wonder here, Josh McCown? He looks fantastic. Got the matchup. He knows exactly what he likes. He said, who's the best receiver I have left on the football field? And I'll take this guy right here. I would, too. Zach Ertz catching more balls than any tight end in the history of the game. And he's getting it going right now, but the guy who really has it going is Josh McCown. This has been a wake-up call for this Eagles offense.
How weird is that? Josh McCown, a wake-up call when Wentz goes to the sideline. Now, as the story goes out, the neurologist that is on the sideline, neurosurgeon, I think.
From Atlanta,
he took a long time to decide to bring Wentz into the tent. Like during the Atlanta possession, a lot of plays ran off before they said, you know what, we got to check Wentz. And that's what frustrated Wentz. Wentz said, if you really think I had a problem, bring me right over when I get off the field so I can get back on the field. All right? We better go back down to the sideline because Michelle Tafoya is down there from, NBC?
Yep.
And she has a report of what's going on the sideline now.
Well, Carson Wentz was in the blue tent with the red hat, meaning he was getting the concussion protocol. That was underway. He came out of the tent, looked exasperated, just frustrated, seeing that he wasn't in the game and McCown was in there. He came running to the sideline, ultimately telling Doug Peterson, "Coach, I'm good, I'm good," and immediately ran in and replaced McCown. And it has been nuts down here on the Eagles sideline.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's explore this for a second. We wanted McCown to stay in the game.
Yeah.
Wentz, it looks like, didn't even wait for Doug to say go in. He just ran on the field. What did Doug want? Did Doug want the guy that was driving him down, running the plays he was calling very efficiently, or did he want Wentz back in, who had a passer rating at that point of 6.2? What do you think the coach wanted? And did Wentz impose his will to go back in the game before the coach had made the decision to do it?
I guess he's your starting quarterback.
Yeah. You got
to
do
ready
it.
To go in. It's like a,
but what if the other guy is just smoothly moving you down the field? Don't you want to see how that ends?
I did.
Because it ended up with a field goal, and it should have been a touchdown. We all think he would have got it. Was at the 13-yard line now. When McCown left, they were at the 13, and they did not get in the end zone.
And
they
ended up. Wentz came in and threw a horrible throw, a suicide
pass.
Throw to
yeah.
It might have been to Aguilar.
That and he got crushed.
He did get crushed.
Maybe that's why Aguilar blew it later. Bottom line is, Al, as a fan who loves Carson Wentz, in that moment, I want a McCown.
Yeah.
I want a McCown. McCown, I didn't even know who he is.
No.
I wanted him.
Yeah, that might be his only good series of the year, but you wanted it.
I hope it's the only series of the year. I hope Wentz can play every game. But in that, now, what happened in the second half, you saw why Wentz is a starter, because he could be magical at times. But in the first half, he was putrid.
Dreadful.
And we want a McCown. What does it say about us, Al?
You want to win.
What does it say?
Yeah, there's 16 games.
You want to win.
So we don't really have that deep a loyalty to any player. We just have a loyalty to the team and the standings and winning.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's all we really care about.
Unless it's a...
Right.
You know, legacy and, right, guy.
One other thing now. Let's get back to Wentz for a second.
Yeah.
Wentz talked afterwards, and you could still see, even Al, in an all-black outfit, including a black bow tie.
Yeah.
Even in that outfit, Al, he remained frustrated by the way it had played out. Listen to this.
Honestly, that was super frustrating, you know, because I came to the sideline and I was sitting there for about 5 minutes, and then they called down to go look at that. So to me, that's just something, you know, they got to figure out. You know, that's super frustrating when I feel fine. I understand you got to look at that, and that's part of the game, but the way it took so long, and then we finally went out on the field, and I had to go to the blue tent, that was really frustrating. I think the league needs to look at that.
I'm not sure I've ever seen Carson Wentz that annoyed.
No.
He does. Well, I'm sure he has been annoyed. He doesn't show it. He showed it there. I mean, imagine if they had interviewed him in that moment, Al, how mad he would have been.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, Al, do we just see a glimpse of the portrait or basically painted by that Joe Santoliquito in Philly Voice, a guy who really is behind the scenes, kind of can be pushy and me-oriented and that kind of thing? Did we
pushy,
see any
okay
of that
with.
In that moment?
Pushy, I'm okay with. You want that in your quarterback.
Did we see anything in that moment that carried a negative connotation?
I will tell you exactly what I texted with a friend. I was going back and forth, and I said, oh, no, why? Not when this guy's leading you down the field.
Yeah.
And I said it, so I'll be very – you want people to be honest. I said, you know, Wentz didn't want another quarterback taking his team down the field again.
That was your impression.
That's
exactly
impression.
What my question is. And I have that question in my head, too. Now, I'm going to ask Doug how that all played out when he comes out at 7:30. And I really want to know, like, was he totally on board? Yeah, I got to get Wentz back in. He's cleared concussion protocol.
You do want a guy who wants
did he
the
want
ball.
To see? Yeah, but I do want a guy to see. But the other guy was doing really well.
I wanted them to stick with him.
All right, so here's the bottom line on it. And I want people to tell me what they were really feeling. I really want to know what you were feeling. There are a lot of Carson Wentz fans out there. And in that moment of weakness for us as fans.
It's not weakness.
No, it's weakness.
No, it's not.
We wanted a guy who is nobody. Josh McCown, 42 years old now. He's already got, you know, all the problems 42-year-olds have.
I'm not sure you recall, but the Eagles' only Super Bowl was won by a backup guy. Nobody really cared to come here.
Well,
when he got
since
here.
We're talking about old and young today, Al, mm-hmm. It is the 23rd birthday today, 24th birthday today, of one of the most talented quarterbacks I've ever seen my entire life, Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. Wow.
He's 24 today.
What a quarterback.
We have a contest today. Oh, we want you to name athletes right now in sports, any sport, 24 and under.
Wow. Under.
And you are the judge, Al.
Okay.
Al Morganti is the judge because, frankly, there are quite a few in your sport.
Yeah, they started 12.
But there's a lot of them in baseball now, and there's some good ones in football, and they're in all sports, even some of the less impressive sports but that you love. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But and here's what we're playing for today. You ready for this? Pair of great tickets. Excellent seats. Eagles, Lions, Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Lincoln Financial Field.
1 p.m.
Oh,
1 p.m. Perfect time. Must win. Oh, they can't go 1-2 and then go to the frozen tundra.
You're going home.
They can't go. They have to win that game. But I want to tell you something. The defense is averaging 370 passing yards a game, Al. More than any other team in the NFL. They're facing a very good quarterback in Matthew Stafford. That's a troubling game. Mm. That's a nerve-wracking game. Eagles favored by 7 at the moment.
Seven. Nice.
All right, so you will go to this game, and you early people, congratulations. You get the first pick of great athletes playing today, 24 and under, which is how old Pat Mahomes is today. Wow. Al, that guy is good.
Hey.
You know, you remember his father at all?
No.
His father was a pitcher in the big leagues.
Really?
And he sucked. That he could possibly take his gene package, somehow improve it, and put it into another human being, that's stunning to me.
Mahomes is a good baseball player too then, right?
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt he would be a great pitcher. Look at his arm. 888-729-9494. Keith in Germantown gets first crack at this. And then you, the board is open. 888-729-9494, pound 9494 on your AT&T or Verizon cell phone. WIP Sports Type 617.
It is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.